Folks, one of the biggest perks of a Walt Disney World vacation is park-specific merchandise. But when exclusive goodies are released in a limited window outside one of our Disney trips, are we destined to go without that special something that's going to bring the magic into our lives? Of course not. We've got friends like Tracy and Rob over at Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping. Wishes and Dreams is a husband and wife owned and operated business that will purchase and ship all those park-specific items directly to you, straight from the heart of Walt Disney World itself. We're talking everything from Pandora bracelets to popcorn buckets like the new TIE Fighter bucket over at Hollywood Studios, event-exclusive items like Not So Scary and Very Merry t-shirts and magic bands. They even put together themed grab bags filled with all kinds of park-specific items. Wishes and Dreams is a true concierge service that boasts 100% customer satisfaction. You'll sleep better knowing that all merchandise is purchased inside the four Disney parks and Disney Springs. Nothing comes from a retail outlet or a Disney store at a local mall, and it's all sent directly to your front door. So what are you waiting for? Hop over to wishesanddreamshopping.com and send them a private message. Responses are typically sent out within mere minutes. Bring a little of the Disney parks into your home today over at wishesanddreamshopping.com. What's more, mention Two Men and the Mouse or Mouselaneous Discussions and receive a free surprise with your purchase.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hey folks, you're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 94 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on January 4th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name's Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mandel, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was your, we'll get into how was your New Year, how was your Christmas. We'll get into it. We'll get there. It's early in the show.
All right.
Calm down. Settle down. Simmer. All right, folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. We want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones. Let's experience the magic together. Pete.
Kevin.
Pete.
How was your Christmas?
How was yours? I know you came back to the homeland of New Jersey.
I did, yeah. I took a trip back to the Kevin Kessler Graceland, as it were, of Cranford, New Jersey. And, yeah, had a, you know... It happened. I was home.
How did you like that 75-degree Christmas Eve we had?
I was so mad. I got off the plane, and like I had my jacket like in my hand ready to put it on. And I walked outside, and I was like, did I leave? It was not cool.
It was crazy.
Well, it was literally not cool.
When I was driving here tonight to do the show, it was a whopping 19 degrees here.
Oh, okay. So things have gone back. Now that I'm gone, things have gone back to normal.
Yeah, as soon as New Year's came, it went back to its normal.
I was freezing down here today. It was 57 degrees.
I know. I saw it was a little chilly down there.
Yeah. Yep, Typhoon Lagoon closing and whatnot. Okay, so ready to hop into the... Oh, by the way, so with Christmas, I assume you told the kids that they're going to Walt Disney World.
I did. I did tell them.
Yeah.
But I waited. I didn't want to tell them Christmas morning.
No, because then you're stealing Christmas's thunder. Like, Christmas needs its own, you know. So, do you want to explain how you did it, or?
Well, I made a little video. I was trying to think of a creative way, but I didn't want to make a video that basically was like, we're going to Disney World. Because as soon as my son saw it, he'd be like, oh my God, we're going to Disney World.
Right.
So, I made a video that was actually a, because we have all families converge on my house for
all things,
almost all holidays. Yeah. So everyone was there and everyone everyone basically knew we were going, but my kids. So everyone wanted to see this video. So I made a little 3-minute video montage of my children from, Ethan's birth to now on Christmas morning. So it's all different pictures of them from Christmas morning. And, I told you just off air, it's the funniest thing in the world. Ethan was playing Disney Infinity and I basically made him turn it off so he could watch this. So I'm telling you, he watched this video begrudgingly. He was like, he was being Kylo Ren and he was wrecking stuff. He was loving it. And I'm like, you got to give me 5 minutes of your time. So he was like, all right. So we put that in and he's watching this video and it was awesome. But then at the end was basically a little montage of things we're going to do in Disney World / Universal Studios with a, date and a Merry Christmas, love your mom and dad. And pretty much my living room went ballistic.
I'm sure. I remember when we had him on the show and you did it. So,
yeah.
I've heard that Disney Infinity 3.0 is tremendous.
It's fun. It's so much fun. I've gotten my money's worth.
I've heard someone told me it's the best Star Wars game ever made.
I'd have to play a lot more of them to know. I seem to like the bad ones apparently, but it's really fun. I mean, if you like Star Wars, especially if you're 10 years old, it's a good time.
Are you 10? Do you like Star Wars? Of course you do.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There has been a veritable Two Men and the Mouse smackdown going on Star Wars Battlefront on a PS4.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, me and a bunch of the listeners, me and Tim Elbing and Adam and Scott Farney and Jason Odegaard, we've been headshotting Rebel scum left and right.
I gotta be honest with you, I've heard Battlefront.
It's good if you just want to do multiplayer. If you're looking for any kind of single player experience, this isn't your game.
I don't know why they went so far away from Battlefront.
Well, yeah, because the original Battlefront was perfect.
Right. This is just Battlefield with a Star Wars skin on it.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know?
By the way, if anybody wants to play along with us, you can add me on PSN. My gamer tag is K-squared-485. So, I like to play with people. It's fun.
I know that about you.
Okay. Ready for the news this week?
I am.
The news brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. That's Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who is a good friend of the show. Okay, so the worldwide news. The new My Disney Experience app update has added a few things, the most notable of which is the ability to reset your 4-digit PIN for purchases made with your Magic Band. So you no longer have to go to guest relations if you want to reset your PIN.
Oh, it's handy.
Yeah, it's handy. Or, somebody takes your Magic Band and your phone and changes your PIN. They probably need your password to change the PIN, though.
So, I would imagine. I would hope so.
I would hope so. Okay, no Disney Springs or Resort news this week, but we do have some water park news. So,
it closed.
Well, Typhoon Lagoon is supposed to be closing today for its refurbishment anyway, but the weather has not been so keen the last couple of days, and it actually was closed for weather the last two, so the second and the third, and then closed for refurbishment on the fourth. So technically the refurbishment started 2 days early.
Interesting.
Interesting, right?
I like that.
Yeah. Little Magic Kingdom. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, they got the skimmers out of the boxes.
Yep. They were all ready for it. Are you ever actually going to go to a water park in Disney?
No. Never.
Never. What if one day your kids are like, Dad, we want to go to a water park in Disney?
I'd be like, awesome, let's stay at the beach club. Listen, I'm going to say something that's probably not super popular. I know that people go and have a really great time. I've just read too much stuff.
Okay. Too much bad stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you get to, and honestly, I don't really go to Disney for water parks. My wife would never go on anything, by the way. True. It would just be a weird possible bust.
Right. So you don't add the water park fun and more option to your tickets then?
No, I have plenty of fun.
Right. You don't need the extra fun added by that.
Okay. I don't know if you can pack more fun into my trip. I'm a pretty fun guy.
Okay. So Magic Kingdom news. The Magic Carpets of Aladdin will be closing for a brief refurbishment from January 25th to February the 3rd.
Okay.
So it'll be reopening while you're there.
Yeah. No, that's not bad. I don't even always make it on that.
No, I don't think I haven't been on it since I've been here.
Unfortunately, that suffers from Dumbo syndrome pre-New Fantasyland. Like, that thing always has a crazy wait.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not really waiting for this.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been too bad as of late, but yeah, like, it's still more than I'm willing to wait for that.
Listen, I gotta be honest with you, it's not even like, oh man, my kids are pulling me, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to wait 15 minutes. No, my kids don't want to wait 15 minutes.
Right.
So I'm like, all right.
Well, because they've probably already been on Dumbo, right?
Yeah, well, Dumbo, I feel like you can go on Dumbo whenever you want now.
Pretty much. So. And, you know, it doesn't feel like you're waiting because they give you the pager.
Right.
So I feel like this is like this, like these next couple shows are going to be the ones where you're like sitting on edge, like unsure of yourself, like, oh, like what refurbishments are going to be crashing down on my trip?
I mean, I hope nothing crazy, but
yeah. I mean, coming at the end of January, early February, you always run the risk of Splash being down.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah. Listen, I got to be honest with you. My son, although, you know, I don't know if you know this, right? He's really taken to Jungle Cruise of recent.
Okay.
He's really into Jungle Cruise.
Who is he?
He has always liked it, but now he, like, loves it.
That means you're going to Skipper Canteen.
I doubt it.
All right.
I don't know if I'll have time.
Okay.
I mean, I could go there, I guess, in theory, for lunch.
You could. I mean, as of right now, they're still just kind of, like, taking walk-ups. I don't know how much longer that's going to last.
Right. I mean, in theory, I guess I could go there for lunch and not go see our buddy. But, you know.
No. You're going to see Sunny Eclipse.
Right.
Right.
But I'm also doing Be Our Guest for lunch. And those are my only two lunches at MK.
You know, when one of the, like, cashiers at Cosmic Rays needs to, like get someone's attention, they hold up this, like, little circular paddle that has Sunny Eclipse on it.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm like, I want one of those paddles. How do I get one? How do I steal?
Yeah, I was just to say, who can we steal that from?
How do I heist one of these paddles out of the Magic Kingdom? And then how do I get out of the Magic Kingdom with it? It's not made of metal, so I could probably get to the metal detector.
Unless, oh, that's great.
Unless it's got some, like, outer space metal in it.
Yeah, but maybe that's not metal.
True. Like, would an Earth metal detector pick up an outer space, metal?
I got my Magic Band today, by the way.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Well, I know this isn't news.
Rocking the orange again?
No. Abby really decided she wanted to do yellow this year.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll do yellow with you. At which point, my wife and my son were like, we'll rock yellow also. So we actually did a family
yellow. You're the mellow yellow family.
Yeah, first time ever we did a family color. My brother took orange. My sister-in-law got green. So,
your brother got the coveted orange?
I was happy he took orange.
All right. Like, if it's not me, at least it's you.
Right. I like seeing the orange one. But this is, I didn't know
just
this.
Like seeing it. You like the idea that it exists.
I love orange. You know that. Uh-huh. They give you now and this has probably been forever, but I haven't really gone for a while. They give you a luggage tag according to what color your Magic Band is.
Weird.
Did you know this?
No. So you all have yellow luggage tags now.
Yeah. So I opened my box and it's like luggage tags. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And like I opened it and like yellow gets Mickey Mouse.
Well, you're all yellow.
Yeah, so we have four yellow Mickey luggage tags.
Interesting.
And, like, my sister-in-law got green, so she has a goofy one. It's a green goofy one.
What does the orange get?
Pluto.
Wow. I'd be disappointed.
I think I'm going to steal that from my brother. He doesn't know. So, George, if you're listening, just skip past this part.
Yeah, seriously.
You never heard that.
Skip back and then skip past it.
I think I'm going to give him a Mickey luggage tag instead, because that's the one.
Because it's so rare.
Right.
Right? Because there's not three other ones.
How could you not want Mickey?
Right, of course. Unless you're me, I would want Donald.
Right. Well, I guess Donald would be blue.
Or purple.
I don't think you can get purple yet as a requested band.
I have two Magic Bands that I want right now. I really want the Kylo Ren Magic Band that makes lightsaber sounds. But then when I renew my annual pass in July and I have to get a new one, hopefully by then they're giving out the purple because I want that.
Yeah, purple's pretty cool.
Yeah,
purple has become
my favorite color as of late.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm big into purple now.
I'm going to say something. I'm not saying this just to be contrarian, but purple's my least favorite color.
Okay, orange is my least favorite color.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know, be red, be yellow, or be nothing.
No, now you're just messing with me. That's not cool.
I mean, come on. Okay, so Epcot news. The Disney Pixar Short Film Festival has opened in Epcot.
Okay.
That is what replaced Captain EO.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I probably won't do it.
I mean, you know, you weren't going to do Captain EO probably either. Oh,
no, I was going to do Captain EO.
Okay. Right now, so basically it's a series of three short films. That's either Disney or Pixar. Right now, the lineup is Get a Horse, For the Birds, and La Luna.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen any of those.
No, yes, you have.
No, I didn't. Like, what were these movies? What movies were they from? We don't need to look it up.
But. You've definitely seen. Isn't For the Birds the one where they're like on the wire?
I don't know if I remember that.
Come on.
Maybe I did. Like, next time I'm in Epcot, I'll go. I was just in Epcot the other day. Actually, I was in Epcot twice recently because I went to Epcot one day. And, you know, hung out with a friend there. I had a friend text me, like, middle of last week and was like, hey, Kessler, do you think 2 days in Disney's a waste? And I was like, oh, gosh, no. Like, you know, I think that's a great idea. 2 days later, I get a text from, all right, I'm here. Now what? And I was like, oh, all right. Then the next day I was going to Studios because I wanted to catch the Osborne lights one last time. And the parking lot for Studios was full.
Okay.
Completely full. So I had to go to Epcot and park there with the other hundreds of people that are trying to get into Studios for the Osborne lights. And then cram into a tram with them because now you're in the Epcot parking lot that's not walkable. Like,
right.
You have the main four Epcot parking lots. And then you have the Explore lot, which is like all the way on the other side of them, which is really not walkable to the main gate. Especially because the Imagine parking lot right now is being used for all the marathon stuff. So we had to cram into the tram, ride the tram over. Now they expect me to go get in the massive line for a bus to Studios. And I was like, no. So I just I walked through Epcot, had a nice little evening stroll through Epcot, and walked to Studios.
Okay.
So, I wasn't the only one with that idea. There was a nice group of people that were all making the pilgrimage to Hollywood Studios. Of course, I had gotten to Studios in enough time to see the lights turn on. And, by the time I got back to Studios, it was already pitch black.
Wow.
So, that's my little story. You know, we were like, when they first announced like the parking expansion for Studios as phase one of the expansion, we were like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, no, I get it now.
Right.
There's not enough parking. I think there's only four parking lots. So, and, you know, if the Osborne lights are bringing in that many people, could you imagine what Star Wars is going to do?
I know. It's going to blow it up.
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous. When I got there, actually, Star Tours had a 50-minute wait.
Really?
Really. 50 minutes.
Was the line outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like through the Ewok Village. Not like up in the Ewok Village, but below it.
People are like partying up there?
Yeah, singing Yub Nub.
Yub Nub.
Okay. So no DAC news this week, but oh, Hollywood Studios news, sponsored by thecookandwookie.com for all your recipe needs. Check out thecookandwookie.com, that's CookinWookie.com. The Osborne lights have been extended another 3 days.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah, they were supposed to end last night, was supposed to be the last night, but they due to the demand, they've actually extended them out 3 days. So they will now be ending on the 6th.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Kevin Kessler. Sure. I'm going to use this as my own personal, like, you know, question and answer for my trip.
Okay.
Where is the Jedi training sign up?
It is on the other side of Indiana Jones.
So it's no longer where it used to be last time I went.
No. I think I just saw, like, they have a sign, like, right over by where 50s Primetime is.
Right.
Between 50s Primetime and Indiana Jones, there is a sign that says Trials of the Temple.
Okay.
So there is a Star Wars... I saw like a Star Wars logo over by like where Sounds Dangerously was. I'm not quite sure what it was because it was so crowded the other night that I didn't really get a close enough look. But I did see the Trials of the Temple sign is still located at that spot. So
let me ask you another question. So the night that I'm there, Extra Magic Hours are late. Do you think they run that show late?
I know that they've been running it after dark.
Okay.
Because the scenes that I have been, I've been seeing pictures online lately of the lightsabers all lit up in the dark.
Oh, wow.
Dude, like that, like if you can get a nighttime Jedi training, I would do it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because, and if you do, let me know and I will come down and watch.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Because like it looks so, so cool.
Thank you.
The park, yeah, no problem. The park hours have also been extended. So for the 5th and the 6th, they've been extended from the original closing time of 8:30 to closing at 10 p.m. The lights will be shown until 9 p.m.
Okay.
A couple of character meet and greets leaving Disney's Hollywood Studios for good, Peter Mantle.
Oh, I don't like hearing this.
No, me neither. Phineas and Ferb and Lightning McQueen and Mater will have left today.
Wow.
They're gone. I was compiling the news for this week, and I'm like, oh, I'll have to get over and see them. Oh, nope, it was today.
Wow. Well, I usually don't get them anyway.
I always liked Phineas and Ferb. And you know what? The other night when I was there, because like, the only thing I did was Muppets because it was just too crowded, as I'm leaving Muppets, I see Phineas and Ferb in their Santa hats, and I'm like,
yeah,
I really should grab a Phineas and Ferb picture. And then I waited too long.
That's not good.
Nope. Which, you know what? Because of like, you know, Phineas and Ferb and Lightning McQueen and Mater, I'm starting to think that ground is going to break pretty soon.
That makes sense.
Because yeah, Disneyland, I believe it already broke. I think they've already broken ground for Star Wars. So, Pizza Planet is undergoing a major, major refurbishment.
Okay.
It closes January 19th, Peter Mantle, so no Pizza Planet for you ever again.
It wasn't really on my schedule this year.
Really? I thought it was always on the schedule.
Well, I think my wife really likes, what's the place over by Indiana Jones?
That place by, oh, Backlot Express.
Yeah, she likes to eat there sometimes, so.
You know what? That they've got Star Wars themed food there now.
I know, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Nothing like themed food.
Yeah, no, you get your Boba Fett Stein or your Han Solo frozen in carbonite bucket.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I love this thing. It's right on my desk. but yeah, the, what were we just saying?
You were saying about Pizza Planet, how they're having big...
Yes, Pizza Planet. Sorry. It's a major refurbishment because it closes January 19th, reopens November 7th.
Wow.
It's almost a year-long refurbishment, a 10-month.
Well, let's face it, that's not going to be Pizza Planet when it reopens.
It's not. Rumors are abounding. There are rumors of everything from an actual Pizza Planet that's like, you know, like done to the nines, but I don't think so. You know what the purveying rumor is right now? Gonzo's Pandemonium Pizza Parlor.
Hmm.
Right outside of Muppets. People are saying, "Yep, they're gonna retool it to be Muppet themed."
I would love that.
I would love it too. Remember, like when we did the somebody wrote in like asking us about that rumor when we did our questions episode with Dave, and we were like, "Oh, silly listeners, they'll never do that." Now it's like a big rumor out there.
It was actually like a planner on the project.
Yeah.
Like, listen, honestly, I'm actually like maybe the only fan of Pizza Planet, but yeah. You know, when you go in there, that place makes zero sense. It's huge.
Yeah.
And it is just so poorly mapped out.
Right. They're not utilizing the space properly.
That I can't quite figure out what the point of it is. I mean, that second floor has maybe 20 tables. It's an entire second floor. I mean, they should gut that place, leave the elevator, and like...
There is a second floor, and I saw people eating there.
Oh, I eat on second floor all the time.
Oh, you can walk up there.
Yeah. Or take the elevator.
Do you walk up?
I usually walk up because I'm usually carrying the food. And to be honest with you, I think I would rather walk up the stairs holding way too many soft drinks and way too many pizzas and salads than take the elevator where like one little boomp that I'm not controlling might make me spill everything.
Right. You don't want to sacrifice control.
Yeah. So I usually take the stairs no matter what. But when we had a stroller and stuff like that, it was nice to, you know.
The other thing I'm thinking that Pizza Planet could be, it might end up being the Star Wars Cantina.
I mean, it's a big spot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping for Gonzo's Pandemonium Pizza Parlor because the cantina can probably go where Backlot Express is. It's a bigger spot.
Yeah, of course. There's always room for a cantina.
So that is the news for this week.
That's some good news.
Good news, right?
Yeah.
Holiday week, not really a lot going on.
Yeah, I made the mistake of, you know, you get around this time, month out, you start checking wait times. I made the mistake last week of, like, checking wait times at Disney and Universal. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Everyone's off of school.
Right.
Like, I was like, let me just stop for a second and remember that.
On New Year's Eve, we were playing Guess the Wait Time.
Was it crazy?
It was like 300 minutes for Mine Train and, like...
Ethan was asking me all these questions this week about, like, when I went on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, I can't stress you. It's just not fun.
Yeah, no. Like, did you see the pictures online?
No.
Some cast member took a picture of the hub from, like, where Tinkerbell comes out, like, for Wishes.
Right.
You can't even see the hub. It's just...
It's been absorbed by humanity?
Of humanity.
Wow, that's great.
I can't even imagine. God forbid somebody, like, had a stroke. Like, you couldn't get a stretcher through that. I digress.
Hey, what'd you think of the holiday, I want to say parade, but I guess...
Oh, yeah. Again, more of a parade than it was last
year. Absolutely. Excuse Did you me? Just swallow a whole polio string cheese?
Yeah. That'll teach me for eating during the show. yeah, more of a parade than it was last year, by far.
Yeah, now I'm jaded because I watched it in the, you know, joy of knowing I was going to tell my kids the day we were going.
Right.
But I loved it this year.
I enjoyed it, too. You know, some of like the musical, I could really do without the musical acts, but the Macy's Parade has musical acts, so I got to just...
Right. Except I like, you know, the Macy's Parade. But, yeah, no, I don't care about the musical acts, but my daughter likes it, so it's all good.
I'm realizing also that I'm very quickly becoming an old fogey. Because the only person I knew on that entire thing
was
Reba McEntire. One of these things is not like the others.
By the way, who looks fantastic? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
she. But good for her.
You know what? I really liked her sitcom.
Reba.
I enjoyed it. It was funny.
I liked it too.
She had an attitude. Her ex-husband was a, you know, doof.
I'm pretty sure Nick Swisher's wife, who I like, was on that.
Possibly. All right, ready to take a quick commercial break?
Yep.
All right, folks, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men in the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends on his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer, folks. Take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookinwookie.com. The Cookin' Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table. Tim Elbing is our Wookie host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookie win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Rivanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Hey folks, Kevin Kessler from the White Dragon Podcast Network here. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, Kevin, I want to have a podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about audio equipment. I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about how to post and promote a podcast. Well, folks, you are in luck, because what if I told you there is a way you can have your podcast with minimal effort from you and still be a part of the White Dragon Podcast Network, joining the family of 9 all-star podcasts that are already broadcasting 7 days a week here on WDPN. For a free consultation, please send an email to kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com, and I will tell you personally how we can take care of everything from the production to the editing to the posting to the server space to promotion of your podcast. I want to welcome you into the White Dragon Podcast Network family, so please drop me a line, kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. I look forward to welcoming you into the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Folks, it is a new year, and that is a new year of Disney news. We heard some of it in the beginning of the show, and I'm sure more and more is going to come in the next 12 months. However, we just ended an entire year's worth of Disney news. Right, Peter Mandel?
Yes, we did.
We certainly did. And, you know, usually here on Two Men and the Mouse, and usually I say because we did it one other time, we like to cap off a year by saluting all the big moments that have come before us. And that is why this week, for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are taking a look back at Walt Disney World in 2015.
And this week, the e-ticket attraction is brought to you by Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping, who will do all your Disney park shopping for you and ship it right to your door. Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping, you can find them at wishesanddreamshopping.com or wishesanddreams, facebook.com/wishesanddreamsconciergeshopping. Okay, so 2015 was a big year for Disney News.
It definitely was.
And it's our first complete year covering it, because like, we started in 2014, but we started in February.
Right.
So we missed all of January.
Well, we missed the boring month of January.
Yeah. I mean, you know, where do you want to start, like April?
Wherever you want.
I think we'll start January.
You think so?
I was just trying to say like a very Peter Mandelish comment.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Because you always want to start with number one in the top tens and...
Oh, that'd be good, though. I like that. I like the idea.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You have like an apex in the middle of the show.
So, I mean, it's basically, folks, a glorified list of things. And, you know, Pete, as we talk through, like, if there's one that you want to comment on, you know, chime in. We'll have a little discussion, but...
You got it.
All right, so here we go. January 2015. First and foremost, the removal of the sorcerer hat began in January.
I'm still not even very ready for that.
Yeah, it's still a little jarring to walk down Hollywood Boulevard and not see the sorcerer hat. Like, I miss it. But then, you know, the big thing is, like, the reason they got rid of it was not because they were finally listening to everybody be like, oh, with a view down Hollywood Boulevard and it's Chinese theater. No, no, no. They wanted to build giant obnoxious stages for their dance parties.
Well, listen, those dance parties must be popular. They have a lot of them.
Let me tell you something. The dance party the other night was ridiculously crowded.
Here's my only question. So when I get my icon picture with Spaceship Earth and with the castle
right. And
with the Tree of Life, what does my PhotoPass memory maker, you know, family of four, wonderful picture look like in Hollywood Studios now?
Tower of Terror.
Really?
That's what's on all the merchandise. It's the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
I don't like it
any more than you do.
I like to get it when I walk in the park.
I know. And, you know, like, it's not like the Eiffel Tower is, like, right up there for you.
Yeah.
Even then, that was never really a very impressive, you know, park weenie. But I'm telling you, until we see, like, the Star Wars Land plans or whatever, I don't think they're really, maybe the Chinese theater? I mean, there really is nothing in studios.
Yeah. It'll be all right, though, because this will be like, hey, remember when there was nothing there?
Right, right. Because you think eventually there will be something.
Of course.
Let's hope.
It's going to be a giant Death Star above...
Oh, I love that. But not a Starkiller base.
No, that's just too big.
Yeah, no. Just, you know, where's it going to go? How's it going to travel?
Seriously.
Once it sucks up that star, where's it getting the energy for its next shot? And where did it get its energy for its first shot?
Well, it absorbed it from... a different star, and then moved on.
But there were other... How does it move? It's a planet.
Well, you know.
You can't move a planet.
I mean, you can't move a planet. They can.
No, you can't fly a planet like it's a car.
Why not?
Like a ship.
When the inside of that planet is like machine, sure you can.
No. There's all sorts of gravitic anomalies, and it wouldn't work.
Not in Star Wars.
I mean, I guess they have to be able to turn the planet to be able to aim.
I mean, you didn't think that they turned a planet into a weapon. You think they turned a weapon into a planet,
No,
right?
I think they turned a planet into a weapon.
How?
I'm pretty sure that's confirmed that that's what they did.
Really? How did they break the planet in half like that to get like that cool thing?
I don't know. It's Star Wars, man. But they can't drive. Like, my big thing was always, how does the Death Star go to light speed? Like, how did the Death Star get from Alderaan to Yavin? It's so big. Does it go to light speed? I can't picture the Death Star at light speed.
Why not?
Because it's too big. Maybe there's like a tugboat that like attaches to it and like tugs it through light space.
No. I bet you it has hyperdrive. Just a really big one.
The Death Star has hyperdrive. Yeah. Where? There's no thrusters on it.
Well, no thrusters you can see.
To move something that large, you would need massive thrusters.
Well, just saying.
All right.
And X-Wing only has those four little ones, you know?
Yeah, but that moves it.
Right.
But it doesn't need big ones. It's a small fighter. TIE Fighter has no thrusters that you can see.
Well, I don't think a TIE Fighter can go to hyperspace.
No, a TIE Fighter can't, but an X-Wing can.
Right.
And but like, remember the Jedi Starfighters? They needed to latch onto those hyperspace rings.
Yeah, which I really liked, by the way.
I did too. But now, does the Death Star have a hyperspace ring?
Yep, that's it. It's a giant ring.
I don't think so. We never saw it.
Well, we never saw it go to hyperspace.
I don't live off camera, though. I need to know these things.
Well, so sorry.
Thanks a lot, George.
It's a giant ring that disguises as like, it's like kind of like Saturn, you know?
Okay. It's like, right, cool. So you're like, oh, look at that ringed planet right there. Look at that ringed small moon.
And then boom,
like,
gone.
By the time you're like, that's no moon, that's a space station, boom. All right, we figured it out. Okay, so also Wandering Oaken's trading post closed.
Okay. I didn't even know that was still open.
It was open in the beginning of January because it was still open from, you know, they did the Frozen Summer of Fun and then they kind of kept Wandering Oaken's open for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Permits were finally filed for the Frozen Norway expansion, and the Pirates of the Caribbean and Liberty Tree Tavern refurbishments were announced. These were, I included that there because I feel like these were like the two big refurbishments this year, I think.
Was that before the boats started taking on water?
This was afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Pirates and Liberty Tree, I felt, were the two really big refurbishments. Pirates was Pirates, major, major attraction, closed for most of the year to fix a lot of problems.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
You know, Liberty Tree, probably the go-to restaurant in Magic Kingdom other than Be Our Guest for people. And that was closed for a good long time, and it kept getting pushed back. Because it shares a kitchen with Skipper Canteen.
Right.
Okay, so the new interactive queue for Peter Pan's Flight debuted, which we will never see.
Yeah, probably not.
There's no way I'm ever waiting in that, because I've never seen that line under 40 minutes.
You know, what if you got there at opening and went straight to Peter Pan?
But I mean, like, I still wouldn't really experience much of the interactive queue, because then I just walk right through.
Yeah, it's true.
Touché, right? Oh, and you know what? I wanted to include this because I thought that it just kind of threw a monkey wrench into Disney's plans a little bit. James Cameron announced last January that the Avatar sequel was delayed until 2017. Now, originally, the Avatar sequel was going to come out before Avatar Land opened in 2016 to generate all this buzz. Oh my gosh, this movie just came out. Everybody saw it. Rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. Now the theme park's open. Everybody goes.
Right.
Now it's a theme park for a movie that came out, what, 5-6 years ago?
Well, it's still going to have a sequel.
It's going to have a sequel, but like I'm saying, the hysteria is not going to be driven up. I mean, yes, it's a new Disney, it's a new Disneyland, so like everything will be, you know, the excitement will be there for Disney people, but not for like random people.
You think Disney like totally just even regrets doing all that now?
I think once they got Star Wars, they were kicking themselves in the pants for doing this Avatar thing.
Right. I agree.
Especially because like, what if Star Wars is on its way, my friend. It is climbing the ladder to unseat Avatar.
I know. I read a great article about it today.
Was the article saying it can happen?
Yeah, domestically it's going to happen like imminently. But globally.
Worldwide though is where it's at.
Yeah, that it's a big mark, but they still think it's going to take it.
Oh, I'll be so
it's
happy.
It's opening in China like this week. So that's
that's another $1 billion right,
right
there.
That's the second biggest theater market.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a huge explosion when it opens in China. Is it open
anywhere
else?
Unless they hate it. No, I think that was the only place it had not opened. Of note.
Mm, okay. All right, so moving on to February. Tom Staggs, our good friend, was named COO of the Walt Disney Company.
Yep.
Which, you That's know what? You... I had just perfected my Tom Staggs voice.
I know. I remember. Right? We're having this conversation.
And then he was promoted out of the park, so I could never do it now.
They totally screwed you on that.
It's no longer relevant. And as you know, we always keep 100% on to Disney parks.
Have to.
So about that Death Star hyperspace ring. So the Tomorrowland Arcade also permanently closed in February. Now, I never even knew that the Tomorrowland Arcade existed before it closed.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never played a game in there?
No, never.
I'm positive I think I played air hockey in there one time.
Like, was it just like standard video games? Like, was like...
Yep.
the X-Men arcade game or the Simpsons arcade game in there.
I mean, I didn't see those two there, but yes, things like that.
Those were my go-to arcade games when I was a kid. Yeah, when they became available on like Xbox, I was so excited to buy them and finally beat them.
Because you know, yeah, I do it eventually.
Didn't have to keep feeding quarters into my Xbox. So permits were also filed for a quote new Adventureland veranda restaurant, which eventually we of course know turned into the Skipper Canteen. But right. There was a lot of speculation beforehand. Like I don't think anybody was really like, oh, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a Jungle Cruise restaurant.
I don't ever remember saying that.
No, I mean, like, we were just kind of like, oh, what's it going to be? I think we just kind of assumed it was going to be like piratey themed or maybe a new quick service or something like that. But yeah, and we'll get into that announcement a little bit later. The direct-to-room arrival rolled out with Magic Bands. Have you used this yet?
No, what is it?
It's where, like, you don't have to go to the lobby to check in.
No, and I can't imagine I ever would.
Right.
I don't know. I like,
they text your room number to you and you just go.
I guess, I mean, I'm the person that could do that because I know my way, but
right.
I don't know. I'd like going to the lobby.
But I guess the other school of thought, though, is that, like, the map and stuff is on your My Disney Experience.
It's true.
So.
It's true. And by the time when I get there, my room is not ready anyway, you know?
Right.
That's a nice option.
It is. It definitely is. So the ticket price increases went into effect also in February, much to everyone's chagrin.
Yep.
You know, it's the circle of inflation. What can I say?
That's how it works.
Everything the light touches has price increases. They released some preview images of the work on Avatar, which didn't have a name yet. It was just the Avatar Land.
I remember we both were pretty excited about that.
I remember we both were pretending to be pretty excited.
Oh, I actually was.
No, I mean, like, I'm getting there with it. Like, when I walked into Animal Kingdom recently, and like I was in the parking lot and I was walking and I saw Floating Mountain.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And it really looks like it's just floating there. Like, I'm like, what is keeping that in the sky?
So will I be able to see that when I go?
If you're in the parking lot.
I'm not going to be in the parking
lot.
So,
no, you probably won't.
You're saying I should drag the family out to the parking lot?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw it over by, like, where the dinosaur lot was. And also, smoking locations in the Magic Kingdom were significantly reduced. They took a bunch away.
Which I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and you know what? My favorite argument came out around this time.
Which was?
Somebody posted on Facebook, on one of our, I think it was either his personal Facebook or it might have been the show's Facebook, where they were like, this is an outrage. Walt loved smoking, and Walt was a smoker. I said, Walt died of lung cancer. I'm pretty sure Walt would have preferred to have been alive.
Yeah. Listen, again, everyone's choices are their own, and I understand that. But, you know.
Yeah.
I would just like it if, you know, there wasn't so much smoke.
You know, the smoking locations that they have, they are tucked away. Because at least I noticed the ones in Epcot because my grandfather smokes. And when they were down, you know, he needed to find a spot every once in a while. And, like, we found, like, they're just usually little alcoves that are, like, far off the beaten path. And, you know, it's far enough away where nobody's walking through clouds of smoke.
Did you explain to him where you're like, all right, Grandpa, listen. We need to find you a designated smoking area.
Yeah, no, I went through the whole thing.
Or did you sell it like Disney? Were you like, this is a special area just for you to smoke at?
Yeah, I don't sugarcoat anything. But, you know, it's a far cry from the days where there was a tobacconist on Main Street USA.
Yeah, and you could buy, like, Mickey Mouse Zippos.
Could you imagine?
Crazy.
I wonder what one of those goes for on eBay.
I still see them every once in a while. Listen, I mean, a huge thing, you know, back in the 70s, a huge souvenir was ashtrays.
Yes.
You know, and you see Disney ones all the time.
Yeah. So moving on to March. March was a big month in Disney news. The new monorail carpeting was rolled out, which I love the new monorail carpet. You haven't seen it yet, right?
I have not.
It's cool. It's blue, and it's like, there's like little hidden Mickeys all over the place.
Oh, I like hidden Mickeys.
No, it's like, but I mean, they're not so hidden. They're like right in your face, like, you know. It's blue and the hidden Mickeys are light blue.
Right.
Or like bluish green. I guess teal would be the right phrase. Photo IDs were introduced for guests who consistently fail biometric scans, which I don't know if this is still in effect. I think it still is because, like, I noticed a couple people that were failing the biometric scans recently the guest relations person comes over and takes a photo of them.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's what that is.
Is the fear that they're like a Terminator or something?
Maybe. I mean, I'm constantly afraid of Terminator. I think that's also the reason for the metal detectors. Because the Terminator can't walk through a metal detector without setting off the metal detector.
I bet you a T-1000 could.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say. Until Skynet invents the T-1000, which luckily hasn't happened yet. I mean, they haven't really invented the T-800 either, but, you know. I worry about it. But then again, if a Terminator walks through the metal detector at Walt Disney World in front of Magic Kingdom, it's already over. Who's stopping him?
Well, come on.
Not
you
us.
You might not think, like, you know, Elsa or Mickey could just pop out, but I still think things like that could happen.
Yeah, Mickey with his Keyblade.
Yeah, Mickey with his Keyblade.
Oh, I'd love that. He could take out a Terminator, I think.
Yeah, me too.
It's a world for Kingdom Hearts 3. But, you know, there are a lot of guests who, like, I don't know if it's just something with their finger or what, but, like, the biometric scan fails for them every single time. A friend of mine's father is, like literally every time they go in the park, it's like a big song and dance because his fingerprint just does not work. You'd also be shocked at how many people forget which finger they used.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I always use the same. I always used right index.
Yeah, me too. Of course, same thing.
Well, because like I figure my Magic Band's on my left, so I don't. I saw somebody yesterday whose biometric scan was the same hand they wore their Magic Band on.
And it just seemed weird.
I'm like, you're not doing this right, pal. Like you are shaving off precious seconds that could be magical for yourself right
That's
now.
That's right.
Flower and Garden Festival launched in March, obviously. I'm looking forward to that this year.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Yep, the Soarin' expansion was confirmed. Which actually Soarin' just closed yesterday.
I know, super sad.
Yeah, no more Soarin'. Well, until it reopens, and probably they were saying I had heard rumblings of March, but I doubt that's possible. They also confirmed in March for the third Toy Story track.
Right.
Aloha Isle and Sunshine Tree Tavern switched places, which I honestly, some people were like outraged by it. Like, I always go there to get a Dole Whip. And like, well, no, now you can go to this much larger covered area.
Right.
Because it just always seemed weird to me that Sunshine Tree was so big. And
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And what do you call it? Aloha Isle was so small.
Listen, you know how I feel about Aloha Isle. Last time I went, I had like a half hour wait in the sun.
Right.
And it was like 95 degrees. It was
so
crazy.
Much better now. So much better. But you know what's funny? Like literally, I was going to go get a citrus swirl and I got in the line. It's really long. And I'm sitting there. And so all of a sudden an idea dawns on me. And I turn and I say to everybody in line, you know the Dole Whips are down there now, right? And I swear to God, five people left the line.
Really?
Yeah. They're just so used to going there for their Dole Whip that they don't they don't realize that it's... They don't even look at the menu, you know? I like that citrus swirl, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So now, this trip, I'm assuming there will be multiple Dole Whips because the kids discovered their love of it last time, right?
Yeah, they have already told me that they want their own, which, you know, I... Clearly tried to get them last time.
Right. But. Are you going to the Poly at all?
Yeah.
Because the Poly is where you can get the vanilla swirl.
Well, you know, maybe I'll do that because we're going to go to Ohana for dinner.
Oh, get a little pineapple lanai at the end of the night.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably going to be so stuffed that this isn't going to happen.
Probably. Yeah, no. I would say that's a very, very good chance.
Right.
They were testing out a bus route specifically between the water parks. I don't believe that took. Like going from Typhoon Lagoon to Blizzard Beach and back.
Right.
I don't know anyone that's like, I am a park hopper for water parks.
There's got to be somebody.
And like that one person is just on the bus.
Yeah, it's just them. It's a very small bus.
The Polynesian Resort Quiet Pool closed for refurbishment, and it is still down.
Huh.
Yeah, it's been a lengthy one. I don't know what they're doing to it exactly. Winged Encounters in Animal Kingdom moved to the center of the park. It's now, like, as you walk in, it's right in front of the Tree of Life.
Okay.
In that big central hub kind of area. Which, you know, I was walking by one time, and, like, I saw, like, all the parrots there. And I was like, oh, cool, this is great. And it was, like, right at the end of the show, and they give this command, and the birds all, like, take off, and they, like, fly back to wherever they go.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But they flew, like, at me. and I like freaked out.
Like the person with the little microphone was like, get Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. No, it felt like something out of a Hitchcock film. Because like all of a sudden, like 20 like tropical parrots took flight directly at me.
Oh, that's great.
Be Our Guest ordering was added to My Disney Experience, so now you're able to, order your meal.
I'm about to do that.
Are you? You're going to do the early ordering?
Yeah, everyone has told me it trims a lot of time off your experience.
Well, yeah, because the biggest, like when I had the lunch, the biggest part of my experience was like standing in line waiting for, to order.
Yeah, so I'm just going to, everyone's going to figure it out ahead of time. It's not like I'm asking them to figure out every meal we're doing, just that one.
Also, the Be Our Guest breakfast testing began.
Right.
So it was in test phase for a long time. Like it was in test phasing for, I think, most of the,
most
of the spring. The Magic Band replaced resort guest parking permits. So now, like, just at the, instead of having to show a parking permit, you just have to scan your Magic Band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's going to come in handy.
Not for you.
Well, I have a little bit of a rental going on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, to make our way over to another non-Disney theme park.
Yeah.
With Harry Potter.
Very, very nice. I'm a big fan. If you need help planning out that day, by the way, let me know because I've become quite the expert on Universal.
Yeah, good for you. That's exciting.
I try to go at least a couple times a month to get my money's worth. So the Frozen sing-along also moved to the old American Idol Theater. And the Tiki Idol was installed in the Polynesian lobby.
Okay.
Feelings on the Tiki Idol?
I'm pretty excited. I gotta remember, last time I was there, there was still like construction walls.
Right. No, I'm a big fan of the Tiki Idol. I like them a lot.
Yeah, me too. So I'm pretty excited to see what the whole thing looks like now.
D-Tech Me announced the Jedi Knight and TIE Fighter pilot dolls.
Yep.
And perhaps the biggest thing for me in March, Trader Sam's Grog Grotto officially opened.
Yeah, that was definitely the one for you.
That is the coolest part. And it's been criminally long since I've been there. So April, Space Mountain and Small World both went down for a refurb. And Taste Track opened in Hollywood, in Epcot. You know what Taste Track is?
No.
It's like gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
With like, it's basically like a cheese boy or something like that.
As soon as you said grilled cheese, that's when I was like, I'm out.
Oh, right, cheese, sorry. But it's Test Track themed.
And I do love Test Track, but...
Does your love of Test Track overcome your hatred of cheese?
No.
What if somebody was like to go on Test Track, you have to eat this grilled cheese sandwich?
There's plenty of rides.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd give up your favorite ride in all of Walt Disney World?
Yeah, I mean, there are literally plenty of rides. I'm sure I'd be okay.
Interventions West closed over in Epcot. Frank Oz and Ian McDiarmid were announced for the final Star Wars weekends. What we didn't know was the final Star Wars weekend at that time. Selfie sticks were limited to the point where you could not use them on attractions.
That seems like a wise move.
Yeah, well, it gets worse. And tickets for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and Very Merry Christmas Party went on sale at the same time. The volcano pool at the Polynesian was opened, and the Boathouse restaurant opened in Disney Springs. Got to tell you, that Boathouse looks tremendous.
It does look good.
It looks so good. I look at it all the time. They have a nice like raw bar like right when you walk in. It's just very, very expensive restaurant. So in May, the Frozen Summer of Fun began, along with the 24-hour Coolest Summer Ever kickoff party. The Marvel Superhero Headquarters retail store opened in Disney Springs. Have you been to that? No.
No.
No, because this was May. You hadn't been there since May.
Yeah. I haven't been there at all in 20.
You know what? Don't get too excited for it because it's really not much. It's just like a hole in the wall store.
Listen, I don't really get excited for anything super comic book merchandise because it's what I do.
Right. I mean, your store is 1,000 times better than this Marvel store.
Oh, thank you.
I will point that out. The Harambe Marketplace opened in Animal Kingdom. Which, you know what? You haven't eaten in Harambe Marketplace. This is going to be your new quick service stop, I think. In
Really?
No, maybe not more than Flame Tree. Like, if you do a second Animal Kingdom Day, I feel like you're going to Harambe, because...
Well, I think it's funny you say that, because Heather kind of expressed interest in not going to Flame Tree Barbecue.
Go to Harambe. There's such a huge, huge, like variety of what you can get there.
Okay.
It's like four or five different, quick service spots.
I will check it out. Is it a little bit like Sunshine Seasons?
Yeah, kind of, but outside. And African.
Oh, see, and then there's the detractor for my wife. It's outside. Interesting.
Is there an indoor quick service? I mean, Pizza Safari, or like those kind of things. But yeah, no, Harambe Market is outside. It was good. What did I get there? I'm trying to remember what I got there. For the life of me, I can't remember now. It was some kind of like pita sandwich.
Okay.
It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar was announced, the Indiana Jones themed bar.
Yeah.
Not opened yet, just announced that this is what's good. Like, we knew that there was the boathouse and we knew that there was the hangar, but we didn't know that the hangar was going to be Indiana Jones themed. So, Star Wars Weekends began in May, which what would become to be known as the final Star Wars Weekend.
That's right.
The Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular show was announced for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and everyone rejoiced because Hocus Pocus never gets any love.
Until now.
This show was so popular that Disney would be fools to not.
Oh, I think it's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah. The Turner Classic Movie updates were installed into the Great Movie Ride and opened up to reviews. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I liked when the guide still talks, but I don't want to hear the Turner Classic Movie guy.
Yeah, no one's really giving me any positive feedback on it, but...
You know what? Positive feedback I will give you is the ending movie now is like cooler. They've added more to it.
Well, I liked the ending movie before, so if it's even cooler than that sounds good.
Well, the Guardians of the Galaxy are in it now.
Oh, okay.
So... And a water leak closed Summit Plummet and Slush Gusher over at Blizzard Beach.
That was a big one.
Yep. Now, June. Not a lot going on in June. Pirates finally closed for its major refurbishment. The NBA experience was announced. It's going to be taking over for Disney Quest. Which, I mean, that's going to be a huge space to fill with just NBA stuff.
Yeah, they can do it. NBA's huge.
I guess. Pizza Safari discontinued its breakfast. That's how you know this was a slow month. Frozen Ever After, the name Frozen Ever After was applied to the new Frozen attraction coming to the Nord Pavilion.
Right.
And some concept art was also released. We got that concept art of Elsa like at the balcony. And like,
yeah, it's a great pic.
Coming by. It's going to be great. I can't wait to be here when it opens. And in June... people apparently couldn't get it in March, so in June, selfie sticks were officially banned from all Walt Disney World theme parks. Just can't happen. You can have them in Disney Springs. They're all over Disney Springs. You can have them in Universal. They are all over Universal. Cannot have them in a Disney park.
I like that.
I mean, could you imagine how many people were like trying to hold it up, like going down Splash Mountain?
That's just, oh my gosh. I'm sure people were doing it.
Yeah. You know, these attractions were not designed for yourself with your selfie stick in mind.
Right.
July, Captain EO returned after being gone for 4 months. We had assumed that the universe had been saved and Captain EO had been vanquished once and for all, but it came back. Much like that rash that, you know, you just can't seem to get rid of. It came back. I really didn't like it.
I know you did. I just think that's crazy.
The Magic of Disney Animation closed, which that was a heartbreaker for me. I was here. This is also the month that I moved to Orlando.
Oh, was that in the news topics?
Yes, it was right there on the main news site. but I was there the day that the Magic of Disney Animation closed. You're talking hour, 2 hour waits to get into it the last
day.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, no, it was nuts. The Polynesian Resort, Polynesian Village Resort DVC additions were completed. So those bungalows, longhouses, those bungalows, I notice them every time I take the ferry boat to Magic Kingdom. And, you know, like I just imagine like, it must be so nice to stay in them, but they must be so expensive.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Well, there always seems to be people in them. So, as expensive as they are, somebody will pay for it. A river cruise was an attraction was announced for Avatar Land. So we didn't know what it was yet, but we knew it was coming. The Contemporary Resort added bus arrival time screens, which I'm hoping, you know, continues to expand throughout the other resorts because it was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds cool. That's a must.
And Be Our Guest breakfast became a permanent fixture of the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Which we knew was only a matter of time. August, $4 million residences are beginning to be sold on Disney property in the Golden Oak neighborhood. Want to go get one?
You got one?
Yeah, no, totally. Where do you think I moved? The Skipper Canteen was officially announced at D23. This is D23, so we're getting into the big news now.
Right.
Toy Story Land, the 12-acre expansion, which takes place in Andy's backyard and will feature was it an alien flying saucer and the Slinky Dog coaster were the things that were announced?
Yep.
And, of course, Star Wars Land, 14 acres of the Force being awakened all over the place. Remember when they were first like, oh, Star Wars Land is going to focus mostly on the new films, not so much on the old ones? Like, there'll still be old ones stuff there, but it's going to, like, the timeline, I guess, is set in the new one. I remember being, like, so anti that until I saw The Force Awakens.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I want to live in this world. So we do know that there is going to be an attraction in which you pilot the Millennium Falcon. That's really the only thing we know. The Star Wars Launch Bay was announced, as well as Seasons of the Force was announced. Seasons of the Force, which I believe just started this week.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. Walt's office was removed from One Man's Dream. Which I believe it's in a museum now.
Yeah, I saw
something about where it was put.
Then it went out west.
It did, yeah. I think it's in the Walt Disney Family Museum.
Yeah, I've heard that like you can actually go to it if you're like a D23 member.
You can, like, sit there and like put your feet up on his desk.
It's cool. You should Google it. There have been a bunch of articles about it. They've like recreated the exact office. That's really awesome. Neat.
My Disney Experience was updated to include PhotoPass previews, that's a game changer.
That's huge. That's a must-have.
Are you super psyched for that? Being like, how?
I am. I mean, I normally have my laptop, so at the end of the day, I can normally check them out.
Yeah, but now you can check them out like as you're going.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You're gonna have your head buried in your phone. Do you have a portable phone charger?
I'm gonna get one. Actually,
it's a must-have for the modern Disney World experience.
You know, I'm actually glad that you said that because I should reorder tomorrow.
Yeah. I have one. I actually need to get a new one because mine doesn't cut the mustard. Like, if there's a device that you're going to spend a couple extra bucks on, get a really good one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little research tomorrow.
But a little tip for you folks, if you if you don't have one and you just bring like your charger into the park with you,
go to Kevin's house.
No.
And you can,
No, please don't do that. You can, there are charging stations like in Magic Kingdom over in like Storybook Circus, but... And Epcot has one, too, but you could take them to guest relations, and you can actually valet your phone there with the charger.
Interesting.
And they will charge it for you at guest relations, and they'll give you a pickup ticket, and you can come pick it up like a valet parked car. It's free.
I thought you did that at your place also.
No, I charge.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the difference. If you want premium
recharging,
you could do it right at Kevin Kessler's.
Right, absolutely. Come on down. Bring money. Sound like Michael Eisner.
Bring money.
So an allergy-friendly menus have rolled out all along Walt Disney World. Now, it had always kind of been commonplace for Disney chefs to like go the extra mile for folks with allergies, but it wasn't until this that like the allergy-friendly menus are really put into place.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, this is kind of almost Disney's way of advertising a little bit, and they should. You know, I don't know if everyone realizes, you know, this is someplace you can bring your kid who has severe allergies or, you know, even if you have it. It's, you know, totally. They're very accommodating.
Over in September, Watto's Grotto officially returned as a Star Wars retail experience over by Mike and Sully meet and greet location by Streets of America. This was always there for Star Wars weekends, but now it is a permanent fixture of the parks.
I like that.
Yep, me too. Food and Wine Festival began, and it was the longest Food and Wine Festival to date. There's also the most crowded Food and Wine Festival to date.
I believe that.
It was insanity in 2015 at Food and Wine. It's probably only going to get worse next year. Force Friday was an event that occurred in Disney Springs. Originally a hard-ticketed event, Peter Mandel, that cost you $50 to get inside to buy Star Wars Episode 7 Force Awakens merchandise. However, negative fan backlash actually caused Disney to actually rethink the decision and offered it as a free event.
Yeah, but no one got those cool Star Wars bags you were supposed to get.
What happened to all those bags?
Seriously, can I get one?
Like, where are they? They're probably sitting in a warehouse somewhere. We learned that it was going to be the final year for the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. Sad, but you know what? The past must be paved for the future. That's how I look at it.
Agreed.
And you know what? Everyone's like, how could they get rid of this? How could, like, I remember sitting there on Streets of America looking at the lights, and I can hear so many people being like, how are they going to get rid of this? And I'm like, well, what is it every other month of the year?
Right.
It is literally nothing. It is empty space.
Yeah, you watch. So, they will show you how they're going to replace it.
Yeah. They're gonna, you know what they're going to do? They're going to replace it with Star Wars, okay? Be quiet and move along. Or Toy Story. I don't know which one's going there. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar opened. I went opening day, sat at the bar, had a drink, had the Rolling Boulder sliders, and very, very good. I've gone back a couple times since. I really like it. It's one of my favorite bars on property. The Unforgettable Happens Here slogan rolled out in September.
Right. I like that.
Yeah.
It works.
I like it. And Disney Springs was, of course, officially renamed. I was there for that. Beautiful ceremony. Very nice.
Beautiful. Totally beautiful.
Beautiful.
Teared up.
Yep. October, we bade goodbye to our good friend Duffy the Disney Bear.
Yeah, still bummed about that.
Yep, who departed from Epcot. This will be the first trip in how many years that you haven't gotten a Duffy picture?
I know, Abby brought it up this week. I was like, oh.
So like, they're fully aware that he's
gone. Yeah, they know. That's not something I could shock them with. It was better just to tell them.
Flick from A Bug's Life also returned to Animal Kingdom to meet and greet guests. So you hear that annoying girl in all the Facebook Disney groups? He's back. Stop it.
Oh, I like Flick.
I do too, but somebody posts like this petition to bring back Flick and Ada like all the time.
I really wish they would bring back Ada. I met her in Disneyland.
Don't feed into this.
I didn't know this was a thing.
No, this is a thing, and it irks me. I had to boot her from the Two Men and the Mouse group because she kept posting it.
Well, maybe she just really likes Flick
and Princess Ada. Well, Flick's back. I'm like, you won half the battle.
She only posts it half the time now.
How many people say they can only that they've won half of a battle? I think some people just need a cause to fight for, Peter.
I get that.
Rafiki returned to the Magic Kingdom for meet and greets, which I'm a big fan of. Love Rafiki.
Me too.
The annual pass pricing was restructured to include and now includes Memory Maker on certain levels. The Disney Junior Minnie Mouse meet and greet was put in over by Playhouse Disney.
Makes total sense.
Yep. By Disney Junior Live on Stage, I mean. Wow, Playhouse Disney, that was like an old reference, wasn't it?
Playhouse Disney.
Club Disney was announced for Hollywood Studios. Morimoto Asia opened. The chef by Iron Chef Morimoto. The restaurant by Iron Chef Morimoto.
We all knew what you meant, Kevin.
Yeah, no, it's okay. A new menu was rolled out both for Tortuga Tavern, which is now mostly barbecue, and for our favorite Pecos Bills.
Yep.
Pecos Bills, which is now more of like a Chipotle style with rice bowls and burritos and things like that. All the guacamole you can eat.
See, that sounds good.
Just walk right up and just scoop it into a bowl. Nobody will stop you. And Club Villain was also announced as a hard ticket event coming this January, this month. In November, the Jingle Cruise set sail once again, and it was wonderful. The concept art and name for the Navi River Journey in Avatar World of Pandora was announced, and Avatar World of Pandora was officially named at D23 in August. Star Wars Weekends was officially announced as discontinued. which I wish they would have announced it before Star Wars weekends this year so people could have enjoyed it as being the last Star Wars weekend.
I mean, you know, listen, it's not like Star Wars is going away. So, I mean, it's not
a big deal. But still. Yeah, I mean, it's Seasons of the Force. Pretty much they're just like, oh, we've taken Star Wars weekend and we've expanded it to like be.
Right, you know. Right.
The new Star Tours experience featuring Episode 7 characters has been rolled out and is currently in play. It is currently playing in front of, or currently playing in all rides for the next couple months, and then it will be added into the general rotation.
Yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah. Which, you know, if you're rolling out a new scenario, you better put it on everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that was your only move, was to do that.
Colortopia opened up in Epcot. I still haven't been to that. They added additional orange capacity for Mission Space, which, I mean, I told you, I did orange on Mission Space, and it may have been the worst experience of my entire
life. I mean, I love orange, and I won't touch that thing.
Yeah, seriously. I think that's why I don't like orange. I think it's why it's my least favorite color. Did you go on, like a purple ride color at some point?
I don't see why not.
So in November, the Canadian Lumberjack show had closed. I was there for the final performance and spoke to, you know, my adopted brethren afterwards.
I never even got to see it.
It was really cool. Like, I was explaining to my friend who was in, like, I showed him the stage and I'm like, oh, and by the way, I'm like, yeah, it was Canadian Lumberjacks. And he was like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, yeah. And out here, there was a pool where they did log rolling, and he was like, what? Like, he was like so into the idea. And I'm like, see, this is the way somebody who never experienced off kilter reacts to the Canadian Lumberjacks.
No, you're totally right.
I got the guy's email address. I want to have him on the show, that like the head of the Lumberjacks, but like
just a really short segment.
But I mean, like, cause like they got to see the dark side of Disney fans, because like, people like were literally like blaming them for off kilter, and like they were like, people were like catcalling and like chanting for off kilter during their show.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Like, come on, it's not. They're just making like they're just. It's just a job for them. They didn't kick off. They didn't come in. They're like, hey, you kilt boys. This is Canada, eh? We like to chop down trees. We don't like to play guitars and sing all fancy like that. Now get out. That didn't happen.
Right? No, I knew that.
Any excuse. So in December, final month, the Star Wars Launch Bay opened up, which is tremendous. I love it. I could not love the Star Wars Launch Bay anymore.
Can't wait.
The Jedi Training Trials of the Temple has opened, and it is awesome. The Star Wars Fireworks began, and they are awesome. So there's a lot of Star Wars goodness going on right now.
Yeah, I can't beat that.
Yeah. The Skipper Canteen officially opened in Magic Kingdom. Baymax has returned to Epcot. Metal detectors were installed in the parks, and it has been met with a very mixed response from people.
And metal detectors. Happy New Year!
To prevent Terminators from walking in. But once again, folks, if the Terminator walks through the metal detector, chances are it's already too late.
Well, to prevent a pre-T-1000 Terminator.
Well, yeah, we're talking T-800 or
yeah, you know. Yeah. Or lower, right.
Yeah, we've never even seen any lower Terminators. Maybe, you know, in Terminator 3 we did.
Yeah, there's a T-600, isn't there?
There's like these Terminators that almost kind of look like Johnny 5 on steroids in, like, in Terminator 3 when like they're first like inventing the Terminators.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Also, in the Disney Pixar Short Film Festival opened, as we talked about earlier. And, shocker, New Year's Eve was very crowded.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's it. That's 2015 in Disney.
It was a good year.
It was a good year. It was a great year. And I think 2016 is going to be even better, because we're going to be getting construction pictures and stuff from Star Wars and Toy Story. And Avatar Land should be nearing completion. I think it doesn't open until 2017, though.
It's hard to think I didn't even go to Disney World in 2015.
Right,
I'm glad we did this show.
Right, because you went to Disneyland.
Yeah, I was there in December of 2014, and I'll be there in January of 2016. But yeah, totally bypassed 2015.
Well, though, you did no Disney park for 2015.
Well, we did Disneyland.
Oh, I thought you. Okay, yeah, no, you did. All right. So, anything else you want to add about 2015?
No, it was a great year. I'm really looking forward to 2016.
All right. Well, in that case, that's going to do it for 2 Men in the Mask this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a really really wonderful look back at the year that we just passed as we look forward with enthusiastic eyes towards whatever 2016 might bring for us. Also, folks, as always, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/twomeninthemouse. You can find the White Dragon Podcast Network is at facebook.com/WDE Podcast Network. We are also on Twitter at Two Men in the Mouse and White Dragon PN. We are also on Instagram at White Dragon PN. And also you can join in the conversation along with us and all of our great friends from around the world in our Facebook discussion group, facebook.com/groups/twomeninthemouse. So he's number two, Men and the Mouse. Folks, if you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@twomeninthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it. Tweet it out, talk it up, share it on your Facebook page. Tell a friend, tell a family member. Please give us a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously, and it's only through you guys that this show has grown the way it was. And now, at the end of another successful year, on behalf of Pete and myself, we say thank you so, so very much for all that you guys do and all the support that you show to this show. Folks, if you want to check out Peter Mandel and his great comic book store, Rogue Comics, check him out over at 105 North Indian Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or go to roguecomics.com, where you can check out Pete's eBay store. Also, folks, if you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney park throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please check out our good friend Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. It is who Pete and I use. Pete's trip has been planned by Dave Weichert also. So, check him out. We would not recommend his service if we did not use it ourselves. Also, folks, if you are a fan of good food, check out thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. And if you are looking for that special bit of Disney merchandise that you just can't find in a retail store or on any app or anything online, please check out Wishes and Dreams Concierge Shopping. You can find them at wishesanddreamshopping.com. They will buy park merchandise directly from the heart of Walt Disney World and ship it to your doorstep. Folks, thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, great show, Kevin. I missed not doing the show over the break.
Yeah, no, me too, definitely. We couldn't do it while I was home because I didn't have my equipment. But folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we'll see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.